综合模拟演练七，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
How do you like the food in our restaurant?
Oh, wonderful. It's been quite some time since I enjoyed myself so much. Text 2. I am feeling so tired. I have worked all day long.
Why not stop and take a break?
Text 3. Can I use your car, Mary?
Go ahead. Remember, you should drive it carefully.
Text 4. Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Text 5. Excuse me, madam. Where can I buy a suit?
Go down this street, turn left at the first crossing, and you can see the tailors between the bank and the hotel.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
I've noticed that you haven't been looking so well lately.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'd like to introduce you to a good doctor.
What do you mean? Haven't I been looking well?
Well, you look a little pale, and you have been coughing a lot. Have you had a checkup recently?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me make an appointment with my doctor. He is very good.
Okay.
I've noticed that you haven't been looking so well lately.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'd like to introduce you to a good doctor.
What do you mean? Haven't I been looking well?
Well, you look a little pale, and you have been coughing a lot. Have you had a checkup recently?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me make an appointment with my doctor. He is very good.
Okay.
Listen to the 7th material. Answer the 8th to 10th question.
I had a great interview with admission at MIT.
Really? What did they say? Will you get into the school?
Well, they didn't say anything for sure, but I figure that with my grades and with my personality, I'll have no problem. What about you? How was your interview with Michigan?
The interview was all right.
It's a great college.
Yes, it is. My father would like me to go there. He and my grandpa both went there.
Good medical school, too.
Indeed, but I'd like to get my own way.
What do you want to study?
I've been thinking. I want to study journalism to be a reporter, a newspaper man.
You do a pretty good job on the high school paper.
And I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
Have you discussed it with your parents?
No, but I have to.
I had a great interview with admission at MIT.
Really? What did they say? Will you get into the school?
Well, they didn't say anything for sure, but I figure that with my grades and with my personality, I'll have no problem. What about you? How was your interview with Michigan?
The interview was all right.
It's a great college.
Yes, it is. My father would like me to go there. He and my grandpa both went there.
Good medical school, too.
Indeed, but I'd like to get my own way.
What do you want to study?
I've been thinking. I want to study journalism to be a reporter, a newspaper man.
You do a pretty good job on the high school paper.
And I've been thinking about it a lot lately.
Have you discussed it with your parents?
No, but I have to.
Will you be going to the city anytime soon?
I wasn't planning to, but if you need to go, I can take you.
That would be very nice of you, but are you sure it's not too much trouble?
No trouble. What do you want to do?
I'd just like to do some shopping there. When are you free?
How about next Wednesday? Is that a good time for you?
All right. I have class at 10 o'clock, but any other time is okay.
How about 1 o'clock?
Good. Let me pay for gas.
Okay, that will be fine. Just give me a couple of dollars and that will cover it.
Good. Where shall we meet?
I'll pick you up at your house at 1 o'clock.
See you then.
Right. Goodbye.
Will you be going to the city anytime soon?
I wasn't planning to, but if you need to go, I can take you.
That would be very nice of you. But are you sure it's not too much trouble?
No trouble. What do you want to do?
I'd just like to do some shopping there. When are you free?
How about next Wednesday? Is that a good time for you?
All right. I have class at 10 o'clock, but any other time is okay.
How about 1 o'clock?
Good. Let me pay for gas.
Okay, that will be fine. Just give me a couple of dollars and that will cover it.
Good. Where shall we meet?
I'll pick you up at your house at 1 o'clock.
See you then.
Right. Goodbye.
Look at young people nowadays. They have everything. They are completely different from what we were when we were young.
You're right. Too much money, that's the trouble. They can afford to buy anything they want.
You know my grandson? He went shopping in a department store near our flat and came back with 13 T-shirts. He only wears them once or twice and then throws them away. It's a terrible waste of money.
But young people don't understand the real value of money, do they? They have too much of it. When we were young, we didn't worry about whether clothes were fashionable or not. We didn't buy special shoes to match our trousers. We were just grateful to have any clothes.
You're right, but it's not worth arguing with them. They don't understand. Look at young people nowadays. They have everything. They are completely different from what we were when we were young.
You're right. Too much money, that's the trouble. They can afford to buy anything they want.
You know my grandson? He went shopping in a department store near our flat and came back with 13 T-shirts. He only wears them once or twice and then throws them away. It's a terrible waste of money.
But young people don't understand the real value of money, do they? They have too much of it. When we were young, we didn't worry about whether clothes were fashionable or not. We didn't buy special shoes to match our trousers. We were just grateful to have any clothes.
You're right, but it's not worth arguing with them. They don't understand. In our country, every school has a library. You have read many interesting books. You borrow them from the school library, I am sure. Perhaps you also borrow books from the public library. Sometimes you get books from your parents or friends as presents, I think. Besides, if you like reading and want to learn more knowledge, I am sure you often go to the bookshops and buy books yourself. Have you ever thought of how books are made? Well, after the draft of a book is written, it passes through the hands of many people. Every one of them has to work very carefully, for there must not be any mistakes in the book. It is checked several times by different people before it is printed. Millions and millions of books and magazines are published in our country every year, so people have plenty of things to read. We all like reading. Let's take good care of books.
In our country, every school has a library. You have read many interesting books. You borrow them from the school library, I am sure. Perhaps you also borrow books from the public library. Sometimes you get books from your parents or friends as presents, I think. Besides, if you like reading and want to learn more knowledge, I am sure you often go to the bookshops and buy books yourself. Have you ever thought of how books are made? Well, after the draft of a book is written, it passes through the hands of many people. Every one of them has to work very carefully, for there must not be any mistakes in the book. It is checked several times by different people before it is printed. Millions and millions of books and magazines are published in our country every year, so people have plenty of things to read. We all like reading. Let's take good care of books.